I'd like you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me in the New Testament. Have your Bible open to the Gospel according to Luke. We'll begin reading in just a moment in Luke chapter 12 with verse 40. Luke chapter 12 and verse 40. The Lord Jesus has been teaching his disciples and teaching on the subject of his return. All of us need to look for and love the appearing of Jesus Christ. With this group under this tabernacle, honestly, there's nothing in the world that couldn't be done for the Lord and for his glory. And I think this is the greatest group we've had for this particular meeting, and I appreciate all that's been done, the hot dogs, drinks, everything. Someone wanted to know if we'd add watermelon. When you get them, we'll eat them, all right? That'll be a good thing, won't it? And so, if you have your Bible open to Luke chapter 12, the Word of God says, beginning with verse 40, "Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." Then Peter said unto him, "Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful, that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit certain things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." I'm going to call your attention, please, to the 48th verse. And the last part of it. Notice there are two areas that Jesus covers. He says, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." So let's say this together. Much given, much required. Now let's say it together. Much given, much required. And then he goes on to say, "To whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." That's the second part of this. Committed much, they will ask the more. Committed much, they will ask the more. So the idea is, if much has been given you, if you've seen much and been blessed with much and received much, much will be required of you. If people have taken a great interest in you, and they've committed much to you, much will be required from you. Amen. That's what God's Word says. Notice, please, this is to everyone. Much given, much required. Much committed to you, much will be asked from you. I said I would speak on I Remember Wally. As a young man I was in school with, he and I were good friends. He spent the night, many nights in my home. My mother liked him. Wally was a kind person. Everybody liked him. His name was really Robert Lee Rogers, but he grew up being called Wally. More than once, Wally and I boarded a bus from Maryville and went to Knoxville because there were things in Knoxville we wanted to see and do that we couldn't see and do in Maryville. And we had quite the day on the days we did that, having a good time in Knoxville. as it was for us, the big city. When we got near the end of high school, we were all a little anxious about what was going on in the Vietnam War, because many boys, once they had the 18th birthday, were going to the post office back then and registering for the draft. I was along with a group that went one day, and we registered. And then it wasn't long until some of those fellows who registered for the draft were receiving draft notices. And when they received the draft notice, one day when Wally received the draft notice, he decided that he wouldn't wait until he drafted. He joined the Marine Corps. And so he came, told me, "I've just enlisted in the United States Marines." Now, look, folks, it's been terribly hot. Let's don't get a little disturbed when the wind blows. What kind of crowd is this? Let's rejoice in the breeze. Much given, much required. And Wally said, "I've joined the Marine Corps." And we were rejoicing with him, going to be the best man he could be. He went off to basic training. Next thing we knew, sure enough, he was going to Vietnam. I remember the day he left for Vietnam. It wasn't but weeks later we heard he had been there just a few weeks until he stepped on a mine of some kind. And he came back home in pieces in a body bag. He was born the same year I was born, 1948. We were in high school together. In 1968, age 20, he was dead. That's been 50 years ago. He died 50 years ago. All the years he's been dead, my friend, I've lived. And I'm just trying to give this simple thought to you. We're blessed. Amen. We've been given much, and much will be required of us. Amen. Many people have invested in our lives, and because of that, much will be required of us. In our church, we've been given much. God's word, opportunity, life and strength. This body of believers. Anyone in America would like to gather this many believers out in an open place in a camp like this that we have been graciously given from the Lord to launch our camp season. But because we have a camp, we have much more required of us. A lot of people have ideas about how to make it better. I'd like to get all the legitimate ideas you have. Many people sit and think, "I could do it better." That's great. I'm convinced you could. But I know in my life, I've been given much. Have you forgotten how much you've been given? I remember Wally, who was killed 50 years ago. I'd like to say a lot about him, but I want you to get the point. This preceding parable before this passage was about Jesus coming again. And he says when he comes, all of us who have received much will have much required of us. All of us who have received much will have much required of us. That's never dawned on some of you. You come from the most blessed homes with the healthiest bodies, the most bountiful things in the world, a church that believes the Bible, has a heart for people, camps, schools, colleges. Much has been given us. And when Jesus comes, not just average, not just normal, but much will be required of us. Not long ago, I listed a group of men who invested in my life. And I said to you, I'm grateful for every one of them. And I'm trying to do for others what they did for me. But I want to tell you, because people have cheered you on, and God has given you people to invest in your life, much will be required of you, more than those who have not had those cheering them on and invested in their lives. How many of you need to remember someone who hasn't had the blessings and opportunity you've had and be grateful for God, grateful to the Lord for all his blessings? Stop the griping, stop the complaining, stop all of it. Stop your silliness about what you'd do if you could. You can and you should. Because you've been given much. When you and I meet Jesus, we're going to have it all tabulated for us. We're going to see the list of all we've been given. And because of that, all that will be required of us. And I believe he's coming soon. But whether he's coming soon or not, he's coming sure. He is coming. And I want to say, when I'm thinking about Wally Rogers, I was called to preach. I pastored a church. I've traveled the world. I've been given opportunity beyond description. I'm one of those to whom much has been given. And if I start comparing myself with people who have not had that blessing, I'm missing it entirely. My childhood friend, dead at 20. I have outlived him now 50 years. And when he meets Jesus at the judgment seat, there'll be some things required. When I meet Jesus, there'll be a world more required. Amen. Because much has been given and much is required. We are blessed people to whom much has been given. You should say, I have been given much. And because of it, I'll be required much. And don't be the foolish person who thinks the scale that you stand on, the judgment you receive, will be the same as someone who has not been so richly blessed. We've been richly blessed. Amen. Let's pray together, may we? Father, we thank thee for thy love and mercy. We thank thee, Lord God, for this beautiful property, for all the good that can come out of it. We thank thee for our church and what we can do that we're not doing. Help us to achieve it. We thank thee for our Christian schools and what we can do that we haven't done yet, but we must. We thank thee, Lord God, for our college, what it is, but more importantly at this point, what it can be and what we shall give an account to thee for. We thank thee for all the wonderful men and women who've invested in our lives. And now, we are so much more accountable because of their investment. Help us to take this to heart, to make the most of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.